guys want the morning news?
Yes, sir. Send up the morning news.
Okay. First off, among the hundreds of suggestions received by NASA on how to repair the Apollo 12 lunar camera was one calling for the use of a woman's hairpin. I don't know why you guys didn't think of that. From Washington...
We didn't have the woman.
I'll go on. From Washington, the...
We were lucky, but we couldn't find one.
Okay, from Washington, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee under Senator Fulbright has decided to go ahead with a series of hearings next month to help the administration determine just what is the wisest future procedure for ending the Vietnam War. Hearings will be confined to testimony on 9 bills and resolutions introduced by both Hawks and Doves. In Saigon, guerrilla troops, I guess they're VCs, ambushed American troops for the fourth time this week, killing 2 GIs and wounding 7. Deputy Defense Secretary David Packard said that he is very concerned about our casualties and acknowledged that U.S. commanders are sending out smaller units on sweep. In Los Angeles, at the regional headquarters of the Alcoholism Council, a telephone installer exchanging phones answered a routine call from a council staff member. He pleaded with the guy, "You better get over here quickly. I've taken 2 calls and one sounded pretty desperate. I can't talk to you any longer. There's another call coming in." Out of Washington comes word that the new 400-passenger jumbo jetliner will not bring immediate fare cuts until 1974 and beyond, according to a CAB staff study. The report cited 2 factors, the high cost of introducing the new airplane and the initial gap between the great number of seats and the amount of passenger traffic available. And from London comes word that a 21-year-old man crippled by polio when he was 2 will walk across the United States next summer to raise money for charity. He did this in Great Britain last year, raised $4,800 by walking the length of Britain on crutches. Oh, your Alcep news. Not a whole lot to report this morning. The performance of the central station continues to be normal. The passive seismic is, they're trying to stop some long-period Z-axis oscillations. LSM is operating satisfactorily, as is the solar wind. The side is still got the high voltages off, continuing to operate in the outgas mode. And that's about it from here this morning.
Roger, thank you. Hey, we can entertain you with a little flush land angle.
Okay, go ahead. We got your commercial this morning.
Speedy Al's gone into the sleep mode to pass time. That's all he does these days is sleep. He's over at the corner sleeping now.
Well, who's winding the Vic Trolla? It sounds like it's having a hard time running there.
We're getting low on that power. Start watching me.
Pete, hold the mic a little closer. We're not reading it very well. There you go.
Okay, we're going to do that now.
All right.